Leon, I want you to teach me how to be like you.
The northern sky is a beautiful thing, McIntosh.
You had me at hello.
Movies on Friday. Time to talk movies here at The Takeaway. And we've got with us, of course, Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, and also co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Last weekend was a really good box office weekend, even though it was Super Bowl weekend, right? That was pretty interesting. Movies did really much better than anyone expected. What's going on here?
I have no idea. I think it's been a pretty bad January and February for movies.
Well, the numbers
frankly.
Were triple what the expectations were for the two big releases, so that may bode well for the three releases we're going to talk about now. Safe House, Journey to a Mysterious Island.
The right? Mysterious Island,
not
yes.
based on the Jules Verne story.
Inspired
right?
by.
Oh, thank yes. you, thank yes. you, thank you. And The Vow. Let's start with the Journey movie. It's got The Rock in it. So
that's
let's
right.
hear this clip right here.
A few nights ago, a radio signal got sent out from these coordinates. It could be the Mysterious Island that Jules Verne wrote about.
You think you're going to travel halfway around the world and meet up with some lunatic who's messing around on a ham radio?
It's not some lunatic. It's my grandfather.
Perfect premise. Journey 2, what do you think?
You know, I liked the first one, which had Brendan Fraser, Journey to the Center of the Earth. I thought this one was terrible. I thought everything in this film is like made of styrofoam. The sets, the props, the actors, the script, it's all so bad. I really could not believe it.
You couldn't believe it. Kristen?
In a lot of ways, I have to agree with Rafer. The sets are terrible. The character development is terrible. The story is just terrible.
Terrible.
And yet, I really think The Rock is so likable.
You like The Rock.
He's so likable in the movie. It's just
not
that. Deniable. And he plays the ukulele, and he sings in this. And I couldn't help but.
Ukulele. Of course you would love
like
The Rock.
That rock.
Ukulele.
I love that rock.
All right. Denzel Washington, the other big release, The Safe House. What did you think, Kristen?
I thought that this is a movie where you have a special agent and a special agent,
right.
and one of them might actually be a double-crossing special agent.
So psychological thriller,
yes.
a little bit, yeah.
But, you know, the action parts just went on forever, and I'd forget partway through why they were fighting. The psychological part seemed unfair because Denzel Washington, he just seems so much smarter than Ryan Reynolds. It just didn't seem like a fair fight.
That's true.
Denzel's got to win, unless he wrote the script for himself. Who knows? Rafer, what do you think?
I actually liked it. I thought the action scenes were great. It's not a deep film, that's true, but I think what more do you want from an action film in February? There's some great hard-hitting stuff from Denzel. Ryan Reynolds, not my favorite actor, but I think he does a pretty good job, and I was quite happy with it.
What more do I want? I want it to be good, Rafer. That's what I want.
What more do we want? Well, there is the movie The Vow. Listen to this.
You're in the hospital. You were in a car accident.
Any pain?
My head hurts.
I'll get you something for that.
Was anyone else hurt, doctor?
Hey, you know who I am, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You're my doctor.
Rachel McAdams and Channing Tatum. What's the premise here, Kristen?
We have this young couple. They're married. They get into a car accident. She has a terrible case of amnesia, does not remember the last 5 years, doesn't realize she's married to this man. He tries to get her to fall in love with him again, and it's inspired by a true story.
The amnesia premise. Does it work?
It's so-so. But so-so. Rachel McAdams, delightful. Channing Tatum acts like a block of wood.
An amnesia movie that's forgettable. I love that.
I'm not
a
seeing that movie.
Genre. Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks,
thank you.
You too. He plays the ukulele and he sings in this. I love that rock.